It was considered one of the most dangerous neighborhoods, not only in Atlanta, but in the nation. Sandy Welfare recalls the first time she visited as a volunteer.
My first assignment was at Eastlake, and I remember getting out of my car and taking all of my stuff with me because I felt the car would probably be gone when I came back, but that was the kind of community it was in.
It was in this community that Cool Girls was founded by an attorney, Don Smith. She wanted to do outreach to young girls in specific areas of Atlanta. The first group actually came up with the name Cool Girls. Sandy Welfare is now the executive director. She says the mission is still the same as it was in 1989.
When we look at the history of the organization, we have gone to the resource-challenged areas specific so that we can really hone in on those girls who really want to change where the trajectory of where their life could go, provided that they are educated and really have the resources and outreach to individuals such as us, pretty much make that next step.
Many of the students involved in the Cool Girls program are in the Atlanta or DeKalb school districts. Welfare says that's the primary place to start to reach the girls.
We're always in a school that's considered Title I, so they're at or below poverty. We then will pick a school that's 90% or greater free or reduced lunch. And as you know, in our world, that means that many of these kids are not going to eat if they don't eat at school. So that's the demographic.
88% of the girls are African-American, 10% are Latina, and the remaining are of Asian descent. Welfare admits the challenges facing young girls today are quite different from her generation. So the organization is well aware of what that means when it comes to providing resources.
The after-school program is really the keystone to everything that we do. It's the life skills training that we give the girls really to build upon them being happy about who they are, just as they are.
The girls are paired with a cool sister. She's someone 21 years of age or older, volunteers, and serves as a mentor.
Our one-on-one mentoring program is a key component to how we can see girls realize a future. Someone who's pretty much holding their hand, walking them through elementary school to middle school to high school, and then beyond. And that's where they really get a different view of the world. My cool sister hangs out with me and I hang out with her.
Each year, the organization honors a cool girl and a cool woman of the year. This time, the cool woman is gospel artist Cece Winans.
I'm honored to be able to serve in any type of way. I'm honored to be able to, you know, when I go places like that, I want to encourage them. I want to inspire them to keep going. I want to remind them of their value.
Winans says the mission of Cool Girls is extremely important.
Oh, it's so important because most of them, first of all, are dealing with homes where there is no father. It just opens the door for so many different things to creep into. First of all, they begin to look for love in all the wrong places because they haven't had that figure to cover them.
Organizers say it would be great if Cool Girls was a national alliance, but admit there are so many girls in the Atlanta area they must first serve. Rose Scott, WABE News.